Jesse Kalischer is back. He's a photographer and writer who joins us regularly to talk about getting the most out of our digital cameras. Jesse, hello.
Hello, Frank.
Holidays are coming up, Easter and Passover, just around the corner. So this is the time when the whole family's gathered together, not particularly interested in making the best photo opportunity for the photographers in the group, right, but a great opportunity to take those pictures.
Sure.
So now, how do you get the whole group in a shot that's going to be, you know, something worth looking at?
Right. Well, first, we hope the whole family's willing to be in the same room at the same time. That's a big challenge for some families, and I won't mention mine in particular. I think at the dinner table, obviously, you've got everybody there. Go to the head of the table, stand on a chair, get some altitude. It's a great opportunity to find that one person in the family who's always a pain in the neck and just sort of look at them and say, hey, you've got something on your face right here. No, right. just keep at it until they get really frustrated.
My Uncle Leo always stands on the end of the chair, on a chair at the end of the table, but he's not taking pictures. He's the guy we ought to take the shot of. So,
right.
Okay, so get yourself a nice vantage point, but it's getting everybody. My mother always wants this shot, and I love my mother, but this is the shot I don't want to sit for. It just seems like, Mom, I want to eat.
You know what? There's no way you can force people to look at the camera. In fact, some people are just camera shy,
yeah,
and they're not going to do it. But if you stand on the chair, you're getting everybody's attention, snap your fingers above your head, and just try and have fun with it. And do a couple of things, okay? Remember the golden rule with digital cameras? Try it once with the flash and without the flash,
mm-hmm,
and see which one looks better. Check it out on the screen. And once you've decided, here's the professional photographer's secret. I can tell you, but don't tell anybody else. Take lots of pictures. Just keep clicking, and eventually one of them is going to turn out pretty well.
Then I'm going to throw a fork. You stayed too long on that chair. I'm going to throw a fork. Okay, so take a lot of shots.
That. Sure.
But in a sense, you want a kind of a candid shot, but it really can't be. It has to be posed. And that, to me, seems to be the really hard part about getting this group picture around the table.
Right. You don't want to do a truly candid shot at the dinner table, because then you've got just, you know, mouths full of food and,
yeah,
forks moving into the mouths. There's nothing fun about that. So I think if you're acting a little silly, if you're threatening to throw a fork, I think that's great. And I think, you know, there's always this, if you snap your fingers above your head, it just gets everybody's attention just for a nanosecond, and they're looking right at you, and, you know, what in the world are you doing? And that's a great time to take the picture.
And is there a best time? Should we, before we, you know, jab the first hunk of meat with our forks, or do you want to get us, you know, in motion?
It kind of depends on your family. You know, some families, you probably want to take the picture before anybody's touched anything, when the food's just all perfectly laid out on the table. But my family, do it mid-meal. It's chaos. There's food everywhere. Plates are half devoured, and, you know, bread's being thrown across the table. Then you get some real character.
And we can get Uncle Leo with his face in the cake at the end of the meal if you have that much patience. Jesse, thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Jesse Kalischer is a photographer and a writer. His latest book is called If You Find the Buddha. You can visit him online at kalischer.com. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about the program or want to hear an archived edition, you can go to our website at stateofthings.org. I want to remind you that on Monday, April 17th, the State of Things will present a public forum. We're going to look at the challenges facing our high schools and what the schools are doing to try to meet them. We're going to tape that broadcast as part of our series, North Carolina Voices, Studying High Schools. The forum's going to be here at the American Tobacco Historic District in downtown Durham. It'll be at 6 o'clock. It's free and open to the public, and you can make your reservation online at www.wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.